show.
Goody, goody, gumdrops, rodeo. You tell 100 people, well, free they go. Goody, goody, gumdrops, you and me. We came on time, but the band's played early.
I really like you, my new librarian. But where you been again? I know, I gotta tell you so.
Goody, goody, gumdrops, don't you know? You pop my heart with your northern soul. Bubble floss, heart-shaped candy shell. I'm something shy, but can't you tell? I really like you.
All right, that one goes out to all of my librarian friends, and oddly enough, I have a lot of them, but to one in particular who needs to quit her bad job and go back to school and finish becoming a librarian for real. Hello, you're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 96. I'm your host, Sid Souter, and we started things off there with the Smittens from Burlington, Vermont, the song Gumdrops off of their new album, The Coolest Thing About Love. That was just released in August on Happy Happy Birthday Records, and that band is wonderful twee. I mean, they carry the torch for the whole East Coast. Coming up next, I've got a track from Stars. This song's called A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife.
Time at the end of June, we had collapsed ourselves in shades.
sky with no regard for who is nearby. Stoic and poised, their fountains and toys, dead grass and crumbling paths. The tourists go there for a laugh with fanny packs and camera bags.
A communist world.
They send postcards to their friends. They write about pictures they will show them. Going and posed, lined up in rows.
At Communist Park.
Yeah.
That was, of course, Dressy Bessie from Denver. That song was called Simple Girls with a Z, off their new album Holler and Stomp, released September 16th on Transdreamer Records. The band is probably still on tour. They just came through Chicago about a week ago. I was supposed to catch them, but got terribly ill and couldn't do it, so that makes me sad. Before that, we heard from the Alan Cohen Experience, the song Communist Park, off of his self-titled album, released on Fam Jam Records. Comes out November 4th of this year, a band out of Boston. That album, I think you heard me play a couple weeks ago, a song from his Revolutions EP, which had a big theme that ran all the way through it. This one, not so much. There are songs in there that kind of remind me of, I don't know, from Randy Newman to Harry Nilsson, but none of it done quite that well. A little bit on the goofy side, maybe. And we started the set off there with Stars, A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife, from their Sad Robots EP that came out September 1st on Arts and Crafts Records. And that band on tour as well. I think they played here just a couple of days ago. Not a show I went to, but I'm a fan of the band, just kind of passive. Coming up next, I've got a track from Cold War Kids. This is called Something Is Not Right With Me.
Something is not right with me. Something is not right with me.
That's sort of epic and fun there. That is Dianoga with the song You Might Go Off off their new album. I don't know how will you pronounce it. It's Q-H-N-N-N-L, released on Southern Records September 8th of this year. Band out of Chicago, known for their largely instrumental, largely math rock sort of work with drums and two bass players. But over the years, they've always dabbled in some things a little more straightforward, and that might be the most straightforward of them all. It's nearly epic, in fact. I saw the band about a year ago, and they played that song. It's nice to see it finally released, because I'm a fan. Before that, we had played Cold War Kids with the song Something Is Not Right With Me off their new album Loyalty to Loyalty, released on Downtown Records September 23rd of this year. That album doesn't do a whole lot for me, honestly. I saw them live some years back and really enjoyed them, but this album, I don't know, just something about it. Nothing really clicks on it. I like that track pretty well, but it seems pretty derivative, so there's my honest and upfront answer. And kind of let you know how that happened. The way the Too Much Rock podcast works is every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Either way, we listen to it together. Hopefully, I make good choices and make a good podcast, but sometimes I'm a little disappointed. Hopefully, that doesn't disappoint you a whole lot. I guess we are about out of time, so I need to give you all of the details here. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 96. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Let's see, in the next week or so, Friday night, I'll be seeing Cars Can Be Blue at Darkroom. And Saturday is... Samirup at New Bottom Lounge. And then I don't think I'm seeing anything else for a while. I'm heading out of town next week for a week to go scootering around Nova Scotia and Cape Breton, so that should be lovely. But I'll miss that on the Indie Rocks. So I hope you'll pick up the slack and go to the shows for me. We're going to end the podcast this week with a track by Mogwai. The song is called Thank You, Space Expert. It's off the band's new album, The Hawk is Howling, released September 22nd on Matador Records. This might be my favorite Mogwai album. I mean, I said that about the early stuff because I really like the crashing and the incredible dynamics, but this is so much more mature, and the track I'm going to play for you doesn't even have that moment of explosion. It has climax, but it doesn't have to beat you over the head with it. So I'm a fan. I hope you are too. Thank you very much for listening. This is Mogwai.